Says the Gemara, the Flamad Zayin on the base. Let's continue from the two dots. Omar Rava, Hai Rihato Dechakloi. Difficult words. Let's have a look at Rashi. Rihato, says Rashi, Hu Chovitz Kedera. Now, Chovitz Kedera, if you remember, we've bumped into in the past. We met it where? On the bottom of Lamad Vav on the base. It's on the first very wide line there. The Gemara says, Chovitz Kedera. There was a discussion with a Daisa like a Chovitz Kedera, whether the Dvash is the Ikka, or whether the flour is the Ikka. And the Gemara there said that you should go with Rav Kahana, who says you go with the Mezonos. Why? Because whenever you have Chameshus Minim, you automatically make Mezonos. We'll see, the Gemara is going to say that here too as well. Right, so let's have a look back. The Gemara is going to mention that over here too as well. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava Hai Riata Dechakloi, says Rashi, Riata Ihu Chovitz Kedera. This is this stew mixture, which has oil in it, which has flour in it. The mafshibe kimcha. What is mafshibe kimcha? So Rashi says, firstly, dechakloi b'nei kfar. Kfar is a village. Apparently, there's different ways of making this porridge, making this stew. There's the way that they make it in the kfar, which is in the village. As we're going to see in a minute, there's a way that they make it in the city. So there's the city porridge and the village porridge. We're at the moment talking about the chakloi, which means the village. So the way that the village, the small town, make this chovitz kedera, the mafshibe kimcha, says Rashi, shemar bimboi kemach. What does shemar bimboi kemach mean? They put a lot of flour in it. That seems to be the main mixture, the main element in this chovitz kedera. So because of that, says the Gemara again, Hai riato de chakloi, if it is of the chakloi, de mafshi be kimcha, where they put a lot of flour in it, mavorech boire mine mezainois. Then you make a bracha of boire mine mezainois. Why? Because there's a lot of flour in it. My timer. What is the reason? The smida. We saw this on again on Lamad Vav on base. Smida is the flour. Ikka. That's the main part. If that's the main part, therefore the bracha would automatically and necessarily be boire mine mezainois. Says the Gemara. The mechuza. What's mechuza? Says Rashi. Bnei krach. If it is the city porridge, which apparently they make in a different way, then deloy mafshi bekimcha. There they do not put a lot of flour in it. Why? My timer duvsha ikka, because the dvash is the ikka. So again, they make this chovitz kedera in two different ways: either predominantly flour or predominantly honey. If the flour is the main part, if the dvash is the main part, then honey, then shakal nibidvari. However, says the Gemara, v'hodar omar rava. What does that mean, v'hodar omar rava?
Retracted.
Retracted, because this was Rava talking in the first place. Rava in the beginning said that what? It depends what type of chovitz kedera you're dealing with. On second thoughts, v'hodar omar rava, Rava then retracted, and he said, idi v'idi, both this and that, it makes no difference what type of chovitz your kedera you're talking about, it'll always be boire mine mezainos. Why? For reasons that we said on the previous amud. The Rav Shmuel d'omitar vayu, the kol sheyesh boi mechamesh samin, v'orchen ala boire mine mezainos. And as we pointed out there, you would make boire mine mezainos when it has the chamesh saminim in it, even if it is not the main part. So therefore, rather than looking at whether the dvash is the main component or the flour is the main component, no. Because it has flour in it, So we have a general principle: whenever you have chameshes minim in the mixture, even if it is not the ikkah, but it automatically adopts the bracha of brimini mazinus.
It goes from being quantitatively the ikkah to qualitatively the ikkah.
Right. So even though it's not, as you put it, in quantity, maybe the main part, but chameshes minim always necessarily gives it chashivas, and therefore automatically the bracha would necessarily be brimini mazinus. So he retracts. Okay. Omar Rav Yosef. Hi, chavitza. Now, what's chavitza? So it says Rashi. Chavitza, we'll see, there's a discussion in Tosis as well. For the moment, Rashi says chavitza ke'en shlanaikuk. What does that mean? Shemefararin, that you crumble. Mefarar means to crumble. That's right, in modern Hebrew, pirur is a crumb. So shemefararin, that one crumbles, betoich ha'ilfis lechem. One crumbles bread in the pot. So it's some sort of mixture that you cook. That's why it's in an ilfis. But you crumble in it pieces of bread. So hai chavitza, says the Gemara, de'is be pirurin, that has crumbs in it. Crumbs of what? Crumbs of bread. So it depends. If it is a kazayis, if what's a kazayis?
The amount of bread.
The bread part of it. Then, b'tchila mevarech alav ha'maitzi lechem min ha'aretz, ulo b'soif mevarech alav shalosh brachos. If indeed the crumbs in the mixture add up to a kazayis, then that's enough of an amount to qualify it as bread, and therefore it will adopt the bracha ha'maitzi lechem min ha'aretz and birkas ha'mozen. If, however, the less be pirurin kazayis, if, however, the pirurin altogether do not add up to a kazayis, then b'tchilo mevarich olav boimene mezoinois ulo b'soif bracha achas me'ein shalosh. So if the crumbs add up to a kazayis, we consider it bread. Amoitzi and birkas hamozen. If they don't add up to a kazayis, then we consider it more like cake. And therefore it's boimene mezoinois and bracha achas me'ein shalosh. Now, this was all authored by who? By Rabbi Yosef. Now Rabbi Yosef explains what was the source for his chiddush. Omer Rabbi Yosef, mino aminalo. How do I know this? Where did I get this from? The Tanya Weva Braisa. Now we'll see that by the by, this Braisa has very, very, very important ramifications with regard to the halachas of Shechiyonu. That's not the main subject. The main subject, the reason why we brought it in, is to discuss our kazayis and hamoitzi, etc., etc. But there is a very, very big discussion. La halacha, do you make shechiyonu the first time that you perform a mitzvah? For example, a bar mitzvah boy puts on tefillin, so should he make shechiyonu? It's the first time. A person gets married for the first time, does he make shechiyonu? Etc., etc., etc. Now, we are, of course, accustomed to Shechiyonu, we discuss this when we learn Sukkah, to a mitzvah which comes periodically. So if I shake the lulav once a year, I say Shechiyonu. And if I light Hanukkah candles once a year, at least on the first day, then I make Shechiyonu. And every Yom Tov I make Shechiyonu. It comes me eis la eis, me zman la zman, from time to time at fixed times. Whereas the first time one does something in one's life is not a fixed time. This is just the first time you happen to bump into it. So we'll see there's a discussion. It's going to be Rashi and Tosfos, we'll see. But it's going to be a discussion in our Braisa. See, either way, let's have a look. The Tanya. We have a Braisa. Rabbi Yosef is on the lookout for a source of his teaching that there is a difference between whether the crumbs in the mixture are a kazayis altogether or they're not a kazayis altogether.
Isn't the proof whether or not a kazayis requires hamotzi?
Right. So let's have a look. Mino aminolo, how do I know this? Tanya, because we have learned the following in a braisa. Hoyo oymeid umakriv. Now what is hoyo oymeid umakriv? So there's a little bit of a discussion. Look at Rashi. Mino aminolo, how do I know the apirurin kazayis mevorchen hamotzi? How do I know that crumbs adding up altogether to a kazayis, the bracha would be hamoitzi? So Rashi says, Hoya Yisrael oimed umakriv menochais venosna lekoyin lakrivo. A Yisrael cannot be makriv a mincha, only a kohen can. So if Hoya oimed, he was standing, means the Yisrael, then makriv can't mean the Yisrael, because Yisrael can't be makriv. So that's why Rashi says, no, Hoya oimed means who was standing there, it was the Yisrael. He was having the kohen be makriv, the mincha, on his behalf. Okay, Hoya oimed makriv menochis. B'Yerushalayim, Oimer, Baruch, Shechiyonu, Vekiyemonu, Vehigiyonu, Lazman, Hazer. So the first thing is he makes a bracha. Now, before we get stuck into the halachas of the mincha, why is he making a bracha? So Rashi says, Oimer, Baruch, Shechiyonu, Im loyhevi menochis ze yomim rabim. Rashi says, if he hasn't brought a mincha for a long time, who hasn't? All the Yisrael. Who's Oymed Baruch Shechiyonu?
Because of each
Mishmar,
only had two times a year.
We'll see that in Tosus. So, Imloi Hevi Menocha Ze Yomim Rabim, so who's the one making the bracha? The Kohen. Why is he making Shechiyonu? So Rashi says, because he hasn't made it for a long time. Ravonka, just trouble you. Fourth Gemara on the left there. Zvachim Menachas. Yeah, Zvachim Menachas, the fourth one. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because this Gemara is actually mentioned also in Menachas, which daf?
Ayin
Hei on the base, which I'm looking for over here and I can't see. It does say it beside Menachas.
Yeah, Ayin Hei.
Ayin Hei on the base. Why is it not there? If you look in the Gemara, the Menachas of Ayin Hei or Beis, again, it brings this Gemara, and it says, you make a Shechiyonu v'kimonu, and Rashi there says, look at the Rashi, Hoya Oimed u'makriv Menachas b'Yerushalayim.
Oh gosh.
Small Rashi. Rashi says, I'll read it out to you. Kagoin Shaloi Hikriv Koyen Ze Adayin Mincha Miyomov. I.e., we're talking about a Kohen who's never in his lifetime been makriv a korban mincha. Not that he hasn't done it for a long time. Rashi says he's never done it, period. Oi, shehikriv mincha chadosha, kagoy mincha sa oime, then oime a Kohen shechiyonu. So if you look, immediately, I know this is not quite our discussion, but just have a look quickly in Tosfos, the second Tosfos on the page. Tosfos says, Hoya oimed u'makriv menachas, Pirush Rashi, Bal habayis hamisnadev mincha. Remember, Rashi translated, what does it mean, Hoya oimed? Who's standing?
Coin.
The Bal habayis, meaning the Yisrael. Balabais hamisnadi mincha, the Balabais, who is the one who's donating the mincha, says, Tosis, I'm sorry to tell you, the doichik godil hu. It's a very big doichik. Very false. Doesn't really make sense. Why? Dehoya oimedu makriv, quote unquote, mashma, what is the implication?
The koyen
hamakriv. Remember, according to Rashi, you have to put like a big comma after the word oimed. Hoya oimed, who was oimed?
The person.
The Yisrael. Umakriv means, no, not the Yisrael, somebody else, the koyen.
Right.
So it's a big doichet, but a big comma in the middle. Says Tosis, that's not how you read it, you have to read it all in one breath. Hoya oimed umakriv, who was the koyen? Hoya oimed umakriv mashma, but koyen hamakriv. The implication is certainly we're talking about the koyen hamakriv. V'chein, and so too, it says afterwards, the Lishna, we have a Lashna that says, Notlon le'ochlon, he took it to eat. Now, who eats the mincha?
Okay.
The Kohen. So clearly, he is the subject in this whole braisa. Again, mashma da'a Kohen koi. The implication is that we're referring to the Kohen. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense to say, he then took it to eat. Who took it to eat? He doesn't eat it. The only person who eats it is
Kohen.
The Kohen. And therefore, v'nira, it would appear to me, says Tosas, v'koyen ha'oymed lahakriv rishoin b'mashmarati. We bumped into the concept of the mishmoris, 24 groups of koyen, and we bumped into it in Sukkah. So we're talking about the koyen ha'oymed lahakriv rishoin b'mashmarati. He's the first one in his group. V'chof dalud mishmorei, so there are 24 groups. V'chol Shabbos, and every week, mischadeshes, it would become renewed, mishmoro acheres, in kain. Therefore, kol mishmoro, every group, eini mishmeres, elo, beis pomim b'shana. There's 24 groups, times that by 2 is 48, plus you had yomim tovim. Basically worked out that each mishmoro had
twice a year.
Two turns, twice a year. The kiven sheyesh lohem zman kavua. That's what we said before. It's at a fixed time. That's why mevarchinon shechiyonu. That's why he's making shechiyonu. Why?
It's fixed.
What's it fixed? Like we said before. Shechiyonu is the bracha you make on those mitzvahs which come mizman lezman. So to over here, this is also mizman lezman, because their avodah was twice a year. V'loy kepirish Rashi de Menachos. It's not like Rashi explains in Menachos that, what? The Mairi b'koyen shaloi hikriv mi'oilom. They were talking about a koyen who's never sacrificed before. And because it's the first time in his life, that's why he makes a shechiyonu. Says Tosfos, no. That's not what it's talking about. Hoya oimed u'makriv. The whole subject is the kohen. Oimed means he went up because it was his turn for the first time now in almost half a year, and that's why he makes shechiyonu. So, when we asked our shaila before, do you make a shechiyonu on a mitzvah that you do for the first time in your life? It would seem to be a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi seems to hold that the first time you perform a mitzvah in your life, you do indeed make shechiyonu, and Tosfos says that's not the discussion. You make shechiyonu on a mitzvah which comes mizman lezman, which this is a classic example, and that's why there is shechiyonu. But for the first time in your life, who says you make shechiyonu then?
But it seems to be machlokes Rashi for Rashi. Rashi in Menachos,
right.
Here says, yeah.
Rashi over
time.
Here says you haven't done it for a long time. Now, I want to ask the following question. Tosfos tells us that the mishmorois are functioning every week, are active every week, but each group appears every half a year approximately. Therefore that's called, says Tosfos, zman kavua, and therefore for the first time you're doing your avodah, when you have your week, you make a shechiyonu. Would anybody agree with me, or disagree with me, that maybe one could, in theory, query and say that's not called Zman Kavur. One can differentiate between that and, for example, Lulav and Shefa. What's the difference? Is there a difference?
Yes, one is the mitzvah is on a fixed day. The other is, that happens to be your work day.
Oh, very good. A lulav and a shofar is there is a calendar date that dictates when the mitzvah is performed. Therefore, you're celebrating the special time. Over here, it's not really a special time. It just happens to be your go. But menachos are, in fact, sacrificed all year round, every day of the year, basically. So therefore, in theory, one might have said that, listen, that's not called Zman Kavua. Zman Kavua means when the obligation, not the practical fulfillment of the mitzvah, the obligation of the mitzvah comes about periodically, like Lulav and Shofar, Megillah and Matzah, etc. Why don't you make Shechiyonah when you have Matzah on Seder night?
We already made it.
Because you made Shechiyonah when you have Mikiddush, and that goes on all the mitzvahs, quite right. But Shofar, when I'm not making Shechiyonah on anything else, I say it on the Shofar. Lulav, Lulav, Chanukah, Chanukah, Megillah, Megillah. So Taisus is telling us, L'chayro, what we would consider quite a big Chiddush, that even though the Menachos are actually sacrificed all year round, there's nothing unique about this week. It just happens to be that it's my go. Nonetheless, that's called Zman Kavua, Chiddush and Taisus. Okay. All right, back to our story. That's a little bit of a side issue. As important as it is, but it's not our main subject. So what is our main subject? Rabbi Yosef said that there's a difference between, in this chavitza, there's a difference to be made when you have a kazayas of bread or when you don't have a kazayas of bread altogether. And how does he know there's a difference? So again, because it says in the Braisa, Ha'yo'oimed u'makriv menachos b'Yerushalayim, if somebody stood and was makriv menachos in Yerushalayim, what's the halacha? Oimer baruch shechayonu v'kimonu v'gyonu l'zman hazeh, as we saw, that's machlokes Rashi Tosfos, what exactly are you making the bracha for? Okay. Now, Notlon la'ochlon, he took it to eat. Who took it?
Kohen.
That's definitely the Kohen. Rashi points that out. Notlon la'ochlon ha'Kohen. That was Tosfos's problem. You see quite clearly that the Kohen, he is the discussion of this whole brisa. Okay. So the Kohen now takes the mincha and he's about to eat it. Besides, obviously, for the part that goes on the mizbeach, the kmitza. What's the kmitza? Put a bit in your fingers, and that goes on the mizbeach, and the rest is eaten. Mevarech ha-moitzi lecha min ha-aretz. And he makes a bracha of ha-moitzi lecha min ha-aretz. Okay, so far no proof. But, v'toni Allah, and we have stated about this, v'kulon poisason kazayis. And all of them are cut into psisim. Psisim is slices or bits, adding up to a kazayis. So it says clearly on the one hand that the bracha is amoitzi, and it says that how much you have in it altogether, adding up to a kazayis. So that's the proof that when you have bits of bread, but if they add up to a kazayis, you make amoitzi. Says Rashi.
It's not the pieces. It's not the individual pieces.
No, altogether adding up to a kazai. Says Rashi, V'tnotlon v'oichlon ha-koyen. V'toni olo kloima. V'tnan, we have a Mishnah al ha-menoches. Minchas machavas, minchas marcheshes. Hekrivois k'shehein afuyois. They were sacrificed having been baked. Now we have a kloima rule. The kloima rule is, if Rashi begins with the word kloima, is coming to answer a question. Rashi says kloimar v'tanal al hamenochos minchas machvas or minchas marcheshes. So we know there's many different types of menochos. V'toni olo. How do you translate the word v'toni olo? What does olo mean? On it. It sounds like that the Tanya or the Tanan that we're about to bring was specifically referring to the case that we just mentioned. And that's what Rashi is claimering about. You know why Rashi is claimering? Because the Mishnah that the Gemara then quoted wasn't actually referring specifically to this. It was referring to what? As she says, Minchas Machavas and Minchas Marcheshes, which are baked and then sacrificed. Which is obviously also what our Brisa is talking about. This has got lechem in it. But when it says V'toni Allah, you'd be excused for thinking V'toni, and we have stated Allah referring to it. No, says Rashi. Klaima, it's not specifically referring to it. It's a general rule. All Minchas Machavas, all Minchas Marcheshes, which you bake and then sacrifice. What does it say there, says Rashi? V'kulon poisason. Kloima, what does that mean? Boitson, what does boitson mean?
Break.
You break them. Koidem kemitza, before you do the kemitza. V'oise oison pesisim kezeisim. And you make those pesisim all together. A kezeis. Kediksiv, as it says in the parsha, in Parshas Vayikra, Pitois oiso pitim alma. So what do you see? Psisin kezeisim mevorech alein amoitzi. I see that when you have crumbs or pieces or bits of bread adding up to a kezeis, what's the halacha? Mecha moitzi.
This is before kemitza. But you're not going to eat it at that point.
No. But it had, that's what you did in the beginning. You made sure it had in it a kazayis, you did your kemitza, you then eat the remaining part, and it says, Mefurish, what bracha is it?
Amoitz.
Because it had a kazayis of lechem in it. I just like a quick glimpse, Rabbi Yosef.
Oh,
here we are. These pages,
I don't know
where
they are.
That's the one.
Could the Rav outline the steps that we're going through in this?
Making these things in machmas and machmashes.
Right.
Then you're breaking it up.
You bake it first.
You bake it first.
Then you break it up.
Then you break it up and you crush it down. That's why we haven't hit that yet, because it's gonna say basically you crush it down to solace again. And then you're gonna rebake. And that's what you're gonna eat. That's what they're gonna eat when they rebake it. After they've taken the kemitza. I think.
I think I said one thing which is inaccurate. We're not talking about that they all add up together to a kezeis, but rather every individual piece is a kezeis. The pirurin that we were talking about before, and the psisin that we're talking about now, we're talking about that they are individually pieces of kezeis amount. So for this is the proof. It says that what? That you put in psisin into the mincha. The mincha is a mixture of what? Of flour and oil, etc., etc. In it you have psisin, these pieces of bread, which are what amount? Each one, not all together. Each one is a kezeis. You would do your kemitza, and then it says afterwards, and you eat it, eating what? This mixture, which has pieces of bread in it, each piece is a kezeis. What's the bracha?
Amoitzi.
That is Rabbi Yosef's proof. So Rabbi Yosef says, that's where I get this from. The chavitza kedera, same too, if it has, the chavitza, if it has pirurim, which are a kezeis, then you would make amoitzi lechem in aretz, even though the general mixture is not bread. But because it has in it pieces of bread, which are the size of the kezeis, that would therefore mean you make a bracha of amoitzi.
Is that similar to what we saw in the previous amud about prusos kayamas?
Oh, we're going to get there. We'll see that. It's a discussion in Tosfos, yeah. Now, Says the Gemara, Omale Abaya, I don't understand. Elo Meato. Would this now mean the following? Latana debe Rabbi Yishmael. According to the Tana, the Beir Bishmol, the Oma, he says, Poirchon, what does Poirchon mean?
Crush.
You crush them, you grind it all down, ad shemachziron le sultan, until you return it to absolute fine flour, which has no pieces of a kazai. So what would be the halacha according to him? So you wouldn't make a moitzi, that's what should emerge. We quoted a brisa before that says, what bracha do you make on menachos? Hamaitzi, and you explained why, because there's pieces of a kazayis, and that's why it's considered lechem. Ah, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that porchon, you crumble them down, and you grind it down until it goes back to being flour, hocha nami, would that therefore mean that what? Deloi, boi, baruchi, you would not really be required to make a bracha, hamaitzi, lechem, min haaretz, question mark. Says Rashi, Poirchon le menachos, you crumble these menachos who are fuyos, which are baked. Ala machavas va ala merkheshes. What's the machavas and merkheshes?
Pans.
Pan, different types of.
One deep one.
Right, a shovel or a pan, different types of menachos. You crumble them up, koidem kemitza, before the kemitza, ad shemachziron le sultan, till it goes back to being.
Flour.
Soilus. So in which case there are no pieces remaining that have a kazayis. Hochanami, would you therefore say the polig, he disagrees, ahodiktoni mevorech hamoitzi, that he disagrees that which was said, you make a bracha hamoitzi? So you might turn around to me and say, fine, okay, so he disagrees, not the end of the world. Says the Gemara, it is the end of the world. Why? And if you will say that yes, indeed so, what does that mean, indeed so? If indeed you tell me that he in fact holds that you will not make a moitzi according to Rabbi Shmuel, why not?
Because he took it down to flour.
Because it's down to flour, that's what you might suggest. Okay, so it's a machlokes. So we're sticking to our rule that if there is a kazayis, each piece?
Hamotzi.
And if Rabbi Shmuel says you crumble it down, you grind it down to flour, then okay, maybe there wouldn't be Hamotzi. Well, what's so bad with that? So this is what I'll tell you. Vahotanya, we have learned the Braisa. And it says, Loket mikulon kazayis. If you gathered from all the psisim, all the bits, all together, and you got to a kazayis, what does that mean, you gathered them all together and you got to a kazayis? Whose opinion is this? Is this Rabbi Shmuel or not Rabbi Shmuel? It is. Because according to, if you don't hold the Rabbi Shmuel, there's nothing to gather. Each piece is a kazayis. If in order to get to a kazayis, I've got to gather them all together, the implication is that each piece on its own right is less than a kazayis. Yeah. So this is Rabbi Shmuel talking. And it says, Lokat mikulon kazayis. If you gathered all the little pieces together, and you got to what? A kazayis v'ochlon. When did you do that? On Pesach, im chometzu, onush kores, v'im matzahu, odom yetzi, bo yedei chevose, b'pesach, question mark. Remember, we said on Ahmad Aleph as well, you can only be Mekayim your mitzvah of matzah, and you can only be punished with kores for eating chometz if indeed it's considered bread. Now, let's work this out slowly. You make which bracha on bread?
Amoitzi.
Rabbi Yosef tells us it's only considered bread if what? If the piece of kazayis. And he backed himself up because it says there's piece of a kazayis, and it says hamoitzi, well, there's the proof. Fine. Now, says the Gemara, one second, Rabbi Shmuel definitely holds that each individual piece is less than a kazayis. How do I know? Because he says you crumble them up. Now, I have an anonymous braisa, but it must be Rabbi Shmuel talking, that says if you gather up all the various pieces, and therefore you got to the amount of a kazayis, if you eat that on Pesach, that will either be chayav kores or the mitzvah of matzah. In other words, it constitutes lechem. Now, who's talking over here? Is this Rabbi Shmuel talking or not Rabbi Shmuel? It must be Rabbi Shmuel. Why must it be Rabbi Shmuel? Because otherwise it doesn't make sense to say you gathered them up to make a kazayis. You don't have to gather them up. They're a kazayis anyway. In which case, we're in big trouble. How can you tell me that Rabbi Shmuel holds that because you crumble them and there's no pieces of a kazayis, therefore you would not make the brach of hamaitziyai, it's not considered bread. But we have another braisa, and we've proved it must be Rabbi Shmuel, and he himself holds that it jolly well is considered bread, and that's why all the halachas of Pesach would apply, whether onash koris or matzah, etc., etc. Look at Rashi. V'hotanya, we have a braisa that says, lokat mikulon, if you gathered from all of them, pesisei hamanochais, all the bits of manochais, kazayis, umid ka'omar yotzei bo yedeichai vasei bepesach. And because it says in the braisa you'd be yotza, your obligation of Pesach, quote unquote, what does that mean? Which chayv? Mishum achilas matzah. The mitzvahs asehi, it's a mitzvah, the chsiv, because it says be'erev teichlu matzahs, quote unquote. So if there's a mitzvah, that's what it means, yidei chayv asehi. V'hosam, and over there, lechem bo'inon. What does that mean, lechem bo'inon?
Got to have
bread. We require, it's got to be bread. How do I know? Diksiv bo lechem oini. Therefore, the number one rule of eating matzah on Seder night is it's got to be considered lechem. Alma, I therefore see that if you tell me that your yotza, your obligation on Seder night, I reach the inescapable conclusion that what? Lechem hava. So clearly, this is classified as bread umavare chamoitzi. Period. Now, who's talking? Says Rashi. Vaha masnisin al korchoch. We're forced to say that who is the author of this Mishnah or Braisa? It must be Rabbi Shmuel Hidoktoni because it says, quote unquote, lokat mikulon kazayis. He gathered from all of them a kazayis. Alma, what do you see? Bepsisin, we're talking about pieces which are pechusin mikazayis koi. If each piece was a kazayis, I don't need to gather anything up, I just take out a piece. So if I say you gather it up, clearly we're talking about that what? Each individual piece is less. In order to get to a kazayis, you have to gather all the pieces. Well, that must be Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, so we've figured out who's talking. It's Rabbi Shmuel talking over here. And he himself says that if indeed you do that, you gather it all up and you eat it on Seder night, what's the halacha? You eat to the mitzvah. Why you eat to the mitzvah?
Bread.
Must be bread. So therefore, I'm sorry to tell you, says the Gemara, Abaye says, you're in big trouble. You, Rabbi Yosef, wanted to prove that where there's a kazayis, each piece, there's hamoitzi. And if there's not a kazayis each piece, there's no amoitzi. Well, therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that you crumble up the menachos, it ought to arrive at the conclusion that what's the bracha? Yeah, it's not going to be amoitzi. And yet we have a proof that it is amoitzi. Because he himself says that it's bread. You ate your mitzvah of a Seder night when you gathered up all the pieces. So we've seemed to have reached the conclusion that even if there's no kazayis in each individual piece, it's still considered bread.
We start. The point is the fact that we have flour.
Hmm?
But you're reconstituting the flour.
Who's reconstituting flour?
For purpose of the
of the menachas, Seder, but in it you have pieces. You have pieces
which
in
are
it.
Less than a kazayis.
Right. Yet you gather up all those pieces such that all together you have now a kazayis worth of this mixture, call it bread. He says, and if you eat it, you eat it in mitzvah on Pesach. And if it's chametz, you're in big trouble. Ah, in other words, it's bread. Why is it bread? Each individual piece is not a kazayis.
Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shmuel are both Amorim.
No. Rabbi Yosef is an Amorim. Rabbi Shmuel is a Tana. Says the Gemara, you know what we're talking about. Hocha b'maya skinon, you know what we're discussing? B'she'orson. What does it mean, b'she'orson? Says Rashi. B'she'orson k'she'chozar, when he went back, v'govlon yachad, what does v'govlon yachad mean? And he mixed it all together, v'chozar, v'ofon, and he rebaked it. Orson is loshen arisoiseichem. What's arisoiseichem? Your dough, your kneading. So we're not talking about when Rabbi Shmuel says that what? That you gathered it up and you got to a kazayas and you ate it, that's lechem. He doesn't mean that each individual piece would give it a status lechem. Rather, what's he talking about? That you took this menachos, you clumped it all together, squashed it, packed it, baked it, and now what is it? Now it's fully blown bread. Why? Because there's no pieces of bread. It's one big bread, which is kazayis of matzah in it, kazayis of chametz in it.
The language
is this not Reb Yosef now arguing with Abaye?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's answering.
Yes. Again, Reb Yosef initially issued a statement. If I have pieces of a kazayis, it's amoitzi. If not, then not. How do I know? Because I have a Menachos Mishnah which says there's pieces of a kazayis and it says hamoitzi. Abaya is challenging that. What is Abaya challenging? He says, well, according to your theory, it should turn out that Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that the pieces are less than a kazayis, there'll be no hamoitzi. Well, what are we going to do? We have a Mefurash HaBraisa, which was authored by Rabbi Shmuel, and it says it is bread. So Rabbi Yosef says, no, that doesn't bother me, because we're talking about he packed it all together, he made a brand new dough out of it, and that's got a kazayis. Therefore, it's considered a kazayis, not pieces of a kazayis. Says the Gemara, when are you going to get into trouble? Ihochi. If that is so, that what? If you're right that we're talking about that you kneaded it together, Ema Sefer. How are you going to learn the Sefer? What does it say in the Sefer? Vehu she'ochlon b'chidei achilas pras. It says, what is the halacha? When you eat matzah on Seder night, in order to mekayim the mitzvah, it's only if you eat it within a designated amount of time, which is called k'dei achilas pras. Now, we were only privy so far to the Reisha. What does it say in the Reisha? If you gathered up the pieces and you ate it on Seder night, you ate to the mitzvah. We're now being told, do you know how the Sefer continues? It says, that's on condition that what? That you ate them k'dei achilas pras. Now, you've told me that what was the Reisha talking about when it gathered it up? What did you do?
You took crumbs and you
took the whole mixture and you made it one solid mixture. So it used to be pieces. And locked on meant what? You gathered the various pieces. Each piece was what? A quarter of a kazayis. So you gather a few of them up. Till you get four of those pieces, you'll get to a kazayis. And that was the Gemara's question. So I don't actually have any piece which itself is a kazayis. What did the Gemara turn around and say? No, orson. You mixed it all together. You kneaded it again afresh, and it's all one piece. Well, that's highly problematic, says the Gemara, because what does it say in the Sefer? In the Sefer it says, you'll only be yotzi or mitzvah if you ate them k'dei achilas pras. So why is that problematic? Ve'i b'sha'arzon. And if indeed, as you state, that we're talking about, that you gathered them all together and you made it into one piece, then hi. She'ochlon, quote unquote, she'ochloi mi boyele. What's the difference between she'ochlon and she'ochloi? Plural and singular. What does ochlon translate as? You ate
them.
Them. Which them? I thought you said you made it all into one piece. If it says she'ochlon, it sounds like it's still in pieces. Because if you really maintain that what? So you put it back together again, so it should have said she'ochloi, you ate it in the singular. And if it doesn't say that, what does ochlon sound like? You ate various pieces, none of them were a kazayis, and what? And you still make a moitzi, and you still yetzi a mitzvah of matzah, so it's still considered bread, even though what? I don't have pieces of a kazayis. Zok Rashi. Vehu she'ochlo mechidei achilas pras. What does that mean? She'loi yishe. What does it mean, she'loi yishe? You shouldn't delay, you shouldn't wait. Mishe hischil le'achil. From the time you began to eat shir kezayis, all the way ad she'gomar achilas hashir. Until you finish the total shir, you should not wait. Yosa, more than mechidei achilas. Chatzi kicker shel shmoina beitzim. You should not wait from beginning to end longer than the time it takes to eat a half loaf, which is altogether 8 eggs. Davechatziyav arba'a beitzim. So half of that is 4 eggs. Shezehu tziruf shiur achila. This is always the kol ha'Torah kula rule. This is the tziruf. What does tziruf mean? This is the way we amatzare, if we combine. When I eat something, I have a very, I don't swallow it all in one go. I chew and I swallow. So we put them all together. If what? If from the beginning till the end. If I have a biscuit in the morning and a biscuit in the afternoon, we all understand that's considered two separate eatings. So how closely must I eat them in order to be allowed to be mitzaref them, to combine them, to be considered one achila? The answer is the time it takes to eat half a loaf of bread. That's how you mitzaref it. But ve'im shoho yoiser. If, however, you waited longer than that, eino achila mitzarefes, then the achila will not combine. V'hav yalein, it's like ke'oichel chatzi zayis hayoim. If somebody eats a kazayis of chometz, he gets koris. What happens if he eats half a kazayis today and half a kazayis tomorrow? He doesn't. Why? Because he never ate a kazayis. He ate half a kazayis and then again he ate half a kazayis. Even if it would be chometz, you wouldn't get koris. Why? Because it's two achilas. So therefore, this is a very, very important, famous rule. How do we decide whether something is considered one achila or two achilas? The answer is, how quickly did you eat it? If you ate it within the space of achilas pras, which by the way, the halacha is a big balaga, is it 2 minutes or 4 minutes? Some say even 9 minutes, whatever it may be, that's considered one achila. But if it's longer than that, it's not. Okay. It says Rashi, ve'ibe she'orson ve'hu she'ochloi loshen yochid. That's what it should have stated. And if it says it in the plural, what's the implication?
Many pieces.
It sounds like it's many pieces. Multiple. And if it's multiple pieces, we're back into trouble. Why are we back in trouble? Because if it's multiple pieces, and each one is not a kazayis, then why is it considered bread? Why are you yetzi or mitzvah matzah? This is not bread, it's just pieces of bread. Says the Gemara in conclusion, Hocha b'maya skinon b'bo milechem godoil. Look at Rashi. Hocha b'maya skinon u'b'shaloi orson hi. Ukadaka omrit. You're quite right. We're talking about what? You never combined it. It's like several pieces, and that's why I understand the lashon of ochlon. It is really plural. Now, what was the question? If it really is separate pieces, none of which are a kazayis, and you're telling me that I didn't put it back together in one, so yeah. Why is it considered bread?
Yeah, you're still saying hamotzi.
Hamotzi, why are you yotze the mitzvah of matzah? V'hod k'toni d'choshiv. That which was stated, that what? It's considered prominent, so much so, l'mehave lechem, that it's considered bread. It's talking about b'bor milechem gadol. It's come from a large bread. V'nishar min halechem. This is what's remaining from that larger bread. This is not everything. These are just the pieces of the larger bread. Shaloi nifras kuloi. Aval im nifras kuloi. But if it really would all be sliced up and there's no lechem gadol anymore, loy chashivi pesisin hapchusin mikazayis. Meaning, if I have one large bread and I cut off a couple of slices from that, but what remains?
Still a kazayis.
It remains the general large loaf of bread. So then the pieces that come from there are also choshev. Why are they choshev?
It's a piece of the larger.
Because it's a piece of the larger bread. Therefore, even if each individual piece is not a kazayis, it doesn't matter. It's still considered bread. But if I slice my entire bread into pieces, then what?
No good.
Then I've lost the chashivas of the initial bread. Why?
There's no mother bread.
There's no mother bread. It's gone. It doesn't exist anymore. There's no loaf. Which loaf? So therefore, the only way it can adopt chashivas is by being choshev in its own right. Oh, to be choshev in its own right, that would only be true if what? If each piece is a kazayis. Therefore, says Rabbi Yosef, my theory, therefore, is still alive and well. I maintain that if you have less than a kazayis, what's the halacha? It's not considered bread. If there is a kazayis, it is considered bread. And that's what it says in Menachos. It says there were pieces of Menachos, there were a kazayis and zamoitzi. According to Rabbi Yishmael, who says that you crumble it up and there's no pieces of kazayis, what with halacha, then it would not be considered, but you would not say amoitzi. What was the problem? So how do you deal with this braisa that says it's considered bread with regard to Pesach? And don't tell me that you made it all one big solid mixture because there's ochlon, loshen rabim. She says, no, there's different. There's talking about the original loaf of bread is still alive and well. Therefore, the pieces that you cut off from it still maintain their chashivus. And therefore, even if each one is less than a kazayis, it doesn't matter. It's still considered bread. But when you chop up the bread in its entirety, such that the original bread is gone and all you've got left is pieces of bread, a piece of bread is garnished unless it has a kazayis. The reason why over here it's still considered bread is because the original bread is still alive and well. It has to be a kazayis, sure.
Yeah, but I mean, how big is it then?
Oh, that's already a whole big balagan. Okay, so we have to hold it over here. The Gemara says, "My hava Allah means." So what emerged? So we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and Abaye. Very, very significant. So we need to have a look at it now. We missed out a Tosfos on the last Alama Zayin Amad Aleph. So Be'ez Hashem, all be well on Sunday morning. We'll have a look at that Tosfos. We'll also see the top Tosfos, the second Tosfos we've learned, the third Tosfos we still need to learn, and then we'll continue mission moving into the Gemara.
This cholent, this mixture,
yep,
that we started the sugi on. If it's less than a kazayas, but he took it from a larger loaf,
right?
It's now an independent piece. We have to look at it not from where it came from.
Well, according to the final analysis, if it came from a larger bread, then even if each, you've still got to eat a kazayis altogether, that's for sure. The question is, I've now got four slices of bread, each one is a quarter of a kazayis, but it comes from a larger bread, which is 10 kazayisim. What's the halacha?
Because the initial piece is still...
Because the original loaf is still with us, so it maintains the chashivus of bread. I've got to have a kazayis altogether, I've got a kazayis altogether. The fact that each piece is not a kazayis, that doesn't bother me. But if I slice up the bread, so the original bread is God, gone. So therefore, each piece has to have a kazayis.
I'm confused. In this pot, I've got one piece of bread. It is not a kazayis.
There's no amritz. According to all opinions.
I thought what emerges is that there is a motzi, even on less than a kazayis.
Nope.
No?
The conclusion of maskana. Maskana will come
on. Yeah, that's...
locked on me kulon kazayis.
But that's what we're going to learn in the next two lines... that even less than a kazayis, you say hamotzi.
What's I'm saying, according to what we're up to now, at this stage of the game, you have to have a kazayis. Whether each individual piece has to have a kazayis or not, that depends on whether the original bread is still around.
Okay. Right.